So in this, we were looking at what are the ways, if you're approached with a creative way of giving, a non-cash asset, how do you use your boards? How do you use the resources that are available to you to determine whether this is an asset your charity should accept?
We have two major in-kind gifts. One is our rent at the Dallas, it used to be the Dallas Palomar, it's Dallas World Trade Center. And they have given us space since 1996 from 300 square feet. We now have 5,000 square feet. Our other in-kind is the clothing donations that come in for the women. And we are able to dress all our women. I did hesitate to say before that these women come into our training programs. We have training programs 4 days a week for all of these women, and they work on self-esteem and work ethic. We teach them interview skills. We dress them. We have a dental program, which we started in 2006, which is called Hopeful Smiles. We have 50 dentists who donate their time, their chair time. And so those are our major in-kind gifts. And my board is very, very supportive of what we do. They go out. They find us these other in-kind donations. Bibb & Tucker's, I don't know if you're familiar with it. It is a high-end cleaning establishment in Dallas. They have places all over Dallas where anyone can donate clothing. They then bring them to our place of our agency. And the president and CEO is now on our board of directors.